Every day we have people in the 8:30 to 9 o'clock hour. And Lee Meyer, a frequent visitor.
Good morning,
yeah.
Chris.
Yeah, nice to have you here.
Thank you.
Would you like to introduce your guest this morning?
Well, I would love to. We are doing Moon Over Buffalo at Midland this coming weekend. And so I brought two of our fabulous actors over here.
Actress and actor, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And one is, well, I will let them.
Oh, Brendan and Carrie, welcome.
Themselves.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about yourselves.
I'm Brendan Westlake, a senior music education major, and I am playing George Hay.
Okay, Carrie.
My name is Carrie Van Ostrand, and I am a junior secondary education major in English and theater, and I am playing Charlotte Hay.
Are you guys from around here?
I'm actually over from Norfolk, Nebraska, so
okay.
Not too far.
Carrie?
And I'm actually from Clarinda, Iowa, so about 2 hours exactly from
Vermont. Not too bad.
Yeah.
Not too bad.
Yeah.
So who wants to tell us a little bit about this play? One of you guys or Lee?
Go ahead, Brendan.
Yes. Moon Over Buffalo follows the story of the Hay family, retired, well, not fully retired, actors that are now settling down into Buffalo, New York, and everything is changing. The marriage between George and Charlotte is struggling. Their only daughter is getting married, but doesn't want to go through with it. And most importantly of all, a big-time producer is coming to watch their matinee to potentially cast them in a film, which is coming to now kill the theater, and chaos ensues.
I did watch a little bit of this online because I wanted to get a feel for the commercial. So it looks a little chaotic at times.
It's yes. Very chaotic. A lot of door slamming.
So is there a lot of set changes then?
No, very little. I shouldn't say no. There are only two. The stage where they act the plays that they're doing, and then the green room where they basically live.
Okay. So did you have fun with this one?
It's a great production. It's like Lee said, it's very chaotic. It's very humorous. There is a lot to do almost all the time on stage, that we kind of have to be on top of our game all the time to make sure that, you know, we don't have any line drops. Pacing mm-hmm. is the way it needs to be. Energy is always up. But it's just so much fun being able to be on stage with 8 people and just kind of having a blast all the time for 2 hours straight.
So maybe talk a little bit about the change from when you were doing this in high school to when you're doing it in college right now. Is it a big difference?
It is a big difference. For me specifically, since joining Midland University in 2021 when I was a freshman, the theater department here is so much more intense and challenging and well rewarding than when I did in high school. I did my first musical at Midland, which was White Christmas, back in November of 2021. So that was my first time kind of getting into the big world of mm-hmm. theater compared to just doing normal high school productions. But Moon Over Buffalo has been my first straight play here at Midland University. And it's so much fun to share the stage with all these people and with Lee Meyer, and being able to put on this production because Midland does a great job, no matter what the show is.
Good deal. Brendan, your thoughts?
Theater has always been a large thing for me, and the biggest transition out of high school to college was in high school. I come from a smaller school in Norfolk, and it was a team of very passionate people, but when I say people, there's maybe 5 other people. So coming to Midland, it's just this very large, vibrant community full of students that are doing most things hands-on. Like, our tech team is student-led on stage. It's a lot of students. We actually have a recent grad in the cast right now, which is a fantastic opportunity to work with him. It's just full support from a large community. It's very professional feeling, even yeah. though you're still in class from 10 till 5 p.m., which yeah. is 10 a.m.
Yeah. So what year are you guys? Are you both junior, senior? Or are you?
I'm a junior, so okay. I have one more year.
Okay.
And I am a senior, but I still have a semester left after this.
Okay. I feel like you're going to carry this on to your career, maybe doing something in the field?
Absolutely. I hope to. Carrie had mentioned that she has a theater teaching endorsement, and so do I. So this is absolutely a priceless experience for that educational side of things.
Good. Good job, Lee. Way to go.
Yeah. they are both in the education program. Mm-hmm. And so Carrie's in English and Brendan's in music. And I think with the experiences they've had in the music and the theater at Midland, and I've gotten to know them quite well through this whole process of Moon Over Buffalo. And they're going to be fantastic teachers because of all the experience they've had and the love that they have for mm-hmm. the theater and music, and they're great kids.
Let's talk a little bit about getting tickets. I know Fremont Midland Entertainment Series people, I think it's free for them, right? Because they already have their tickets?
Yes, it's free for Fremont Midland Entertainment Series, but they do have to call in and reserve their tickets.
Okay.
And if you're lucky, you might get me on the phone. I am one of the box office workers at Midland University at Kimmel Theater. So our hours are Monday through Fridays from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. You can call us at that time to either reserve your tickets if you are an FMES member, or if you want to purchase a ticket, adults are $10. And then if you're a student or a senior, they are $8. Or if you just want to avoid calling altogether, you can go to midlandu.edu/tickets.
Okay.
And you can find our BookTix website on there. And that's where you can buy your tickets online. And then all you'll have to do is show up to Kimmel Theater about 30 minutes before the show begins. We'll have your tickets all printed out there, ready to go. And you can just pick them up and then head in and watch the show.
Nice, nice. About how long do you think it is?
It's 2 hours.
Is there an intermission?
That includes the intermission. Okay. It's not one of the longer plays. But I will just say that if anyone comes to the show, they are sure to go out smiling because it is just funny from beginning to end. And the kids, I think, just love it, and so do I. We've had such a great time because it's just so fun.
Yeah, yeah, good deal. That'll be, it does. It sounds like a lot of fun. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 7 p.m., and then Sunday afternoon at 2, is that right?
I believe it's 7:30.
Is it 7:30? Okay,
yes.
Okay, very good. Well, we'll look forward to it and encourage people throughout the week to reach out and get some tickets, okay?
Thank you, Chris.
Yeah, thank you, Lee, and Brendan, and Carrie. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.